It's completely counterintuitive, obviously, and the writers of Scripture know this. In the midst of suffering in a great trial, to affirm that God is at work and therefore we are going to take joy in something, in the midst of something. And yet, it's something that is not just, I think it's significant that Paul talks about it, and he talks about his incredible afflictions. He lays them out in 2 Corinthians 11 and other passages where you just go, this guy's been through so much suffering. And yet, he talks about in Romans 5 and other passages all the good things God is doing through his suffering and producing endurance and all of that sort of thing. And Peter affirms it in 1 Peter 1 and 1 Peter 4. James affirms it. And Jesus affirmed it in Luke 6 and other passages. And I think it's kind of significant that you have this broad, it's affirmed by those four inspired writers of Scripture, or in one case, you know, Jesus himself. It's something that is not not this sort of minor secondary theme of Scripture that we just have to shrug our shoulders and say, well, I don't get it. One day I'll understand that. But it's given to us to enrich our lives, because it is true that we consider it. That is, we contemplate and we look at God's revealed truth and we say, God is sovereign, God is loving, God does have a plan, God does have a purpose, and he is going to accomplish great things through the suffering of my life, therefore I consider it joy. Not it's inherently, intrinsically joyful, clearly it's not, but I consider it. Scripture never calls us to pretense, it certainly calls us to honesty. However, it also calls us, in our honesty, it's like instead of saying, I believe, the man goes, help my unbelief. And it's I want to believe. So I think the prayer to God is, I want to do what this passage tells me to do, to consider it all joy, as I'm in the midst of this. But that's not natural for me. It's supernatural. Therefore, I need you to empower me to do it. And that's exactly what I've been experiencing in a significant trial in my life, has been again and again going to the Lord saying, okay, this is what you say. I believe it's true in the sense that I could check off the box, but emotionally, right now, I have some anxiety, I'm struggling with this, you know, so help this box that I could check off, that I believe you, to become so real to me that I fully trust you, and I can do what you're saying to do, which is to rejoice in you in the midst of this.